14. The Gaijin Face of Bickle. Electric twilight now, and some different flavor of hydrocarbons to greet her as she exits Shinjuku Station, wheeling her black carry-on behind her. She's taken the JR Express in from Narita, knowing that this avoids bumper-to-bumper rush-hour freeway creep and one of the world's dullest bus rides. Pamela Mainwaring's car would have been equally slow and would have meant contact with Blue Ant personnel, something she hopes to keep to a bare minimum. Having lost sight of Prion and his girlfriend shortly after deplaning, she hopes they're now stuck in the traffic she's managed to miss, whatever their purpose in coming here might be. Looking up now into the manically animated forest of signs, she sees the Coca-Cola logo pulsing on a huge screen, high up on a building, followed by the slogan, "No reason." This vanishes, replaced by a news clip, dark-skinned men in bright robes. She blinks, imagining the towers burning there, framed amid image flash and whirl. The air is warm and slightly dank. She hails a taxi, its rear door popping open for her in that mysterious Japanese way. She swings her carry-on onto the back seat and climbs in after it, settling herself on the spotless white cotton seat cover and almost forgetting not to pull the door shut after her. The white-gloved driver closes it with the lever under his seat, then turns. "Park Hyatt, Tokyo." He nods. They edge out into the dense, slow, remarkably quiet traffic. She takes out her new phone and turns it on. The screen comes up in kanji. Almost immediately, it rings. "Yes?"
"Case Pollard, please."
"Speaking."
"Welcome to Tokyo, Case. Jennifer Brossard, Blue Ant, American. Where are you?"
"Shinjuku, on my way to the hotel."
"Do you need anything?"
"Sleep, I think." It's more complicated than that, of course. Soul delay coming in from some novel angle here. She can't remember how she'd dealt with the jet lag when she was last here, but that was 10 years ago. Dancing and quite a lot of drinking, possibly. She'd been that much younger, and that had been in the heyday of the bubble.
"You have our number."
"Thank you."
"Good night."
"Good night." Alone again, suddenly, in the crepuscular calm of a Tokyo taxi. She looks out the window, reluctantly admitting more of the alien but half-familiar marketing culture, the countless cues and clues proving too much for her now. She closes her eyes. More white gloves at the Park Hyatt, her carry-on lifted out and placed atop a luggage cart, then draped with a sort of bulky, silken fishnet, its edges weighted, a ritual gesture that puzzles her, some survival from a grander age of European hotels.